This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast, your light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au, a proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
You gotta see the baby. When are you gonna see the baby?
Family Matters.
That's right. It is Family Matters Thursday night, the night of the family.
Sounds like a cult.
It does. We kind of spread across all the shows of the evening. My name is Michelle, joined by Dangerous Dave on panel.
Hello, Michelle.
Producer Gina.
Oh, and the moment.
I think I'm going to go anal Adrian.
He's back. He's back. No, Adrian. Welcome
Papa
back.
Adrian here.
I'm going to blush a little bit there. Yes, no, it's great. It has been a while. It has been a few weeks. It's good to see you all. And
I saw another side of you earlier this evening.
What side was that? My backside. Well, it's these gender neutral toilets that take me some time to get used to. I forget that I need to lock the doors.
And you clearly didn't do the nightclub scene I did back in that 80s where it was that anyway.
What? What yeah, nightclub scene?
The Peel nightclub scene.
Sharon Stone.
Ooh, there's what? Better that. No.
I'm sorry for that little mishap in the toilet, but, you know, we are a family and these things happen.
Exactly. I feel very close to you right now.
Yeah. So we've got a great show today or tonight.
Yeah, well, speaking of our family, we had family Christmas stuff last week. We had the kids on and everything. And this week, I think we're talking about our other children, the furry children.
I'm the parent tonight.
You are the parent.
You guys arrested.
Tonight.
I'm the parent. And says, David, are you a parent?
Yeah, I've got a German Shepherd as well. But I just love it how Family Matters is about all families,
all
sizes and shapes. And dogs, of course, cats. Goldfish, turtles are all part of the family.
Everything. Snakes, no.
So I need to hear about everybody else's furry children here. So, producer Gina, come on, tell us.
I have a gorgeous Legotto by the name of Ripley. She's 6.
It would be a designer pet, wouldn't it?
Of course she's a designer
pet. Googling Legotto.
What kind of lesbian do you think
it sounds like an Italian pasta.
Yeah, well, exactly.
You go with her Vera
Italian.
Wang.
She's Italian.
She goes with a nice pesto.
She does go with a nice
and
pesto.
And a Chianti on the side.
And I often get stopped in the street because she looks like a sheep.
Right, well, there you go. Legotto.
Legotto.
Okay, what does Legotto mean in Italian?
I don't know. Tell me, Nonno.
I'll find out what Gotto means. It's the something, but that's okay. Well, there you go.
She's very cute.
Beautiful. What do you have, Michelle?
I have a rescued greyhound.
Oh, adopt you. Go you.
Yeah, I decided, forget the dating scene. I've now decided to go with a furry animal to keep me warm in winter. Lick my feet when I need it. Look, I was looking for an animal that basically licked its ass and ate the scraps.
Ooh. Yep.
Right? Okay. I was looking for a scrappy thing. I just didn't care. I found something whose lineage goes back to 1820,
wow.
The purest of purebreds, and I don't even know where the hell my grandparents are from.
There
so
you go.
Let's let you know, it's a princess.
You're meant to be like your pets. What went wrong there?
I have no idea. She knows when to eat.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Is it true that you start looking like your pet or your pet starts looking like you?
No, your periods align, Gina. You're getting it wrong. That's what it is.
Explains why her and I shared a jar of Nutella the other day.
Yeah, that's what it is. Oh, keep getting mistaken.
I don't know what's happening. I've got a dog, a German Shepherd, Dallas. Pets, Adrian?
Dallas?
Have you got pets?
Look, ooh. I'm a wog. I'm a big wog. I've always grown up with lots of pets, but only the ones that you eat. And after a while, and there was Daisy the duck. She was delicious. We had Roberto the rabbit. He was a bit gamey. And we've had lots of goats, and we've had lots of quails, chickens, lots of chickens. We've had lots of these animals. Anyway, but at the moment, Ralph loves pets, and so Ralph decided to get us our first child, which is a like a purebred rag doll. You know, these like, it's like this designer cat from bloody LA, whatever. And you pick it up and it falls over. And well, it's-
the cat's lucky in a house of gay guys because obviously you're not going to eat the pussy. No. So, I mean... You know,
oh, wow.
Really like that.
So his name is Francesco Kitty Cat Meowington III. We lovingly call him Frankie.
Does he have his own Facebook account?
No, he doesn't. Look, he doesn't. He was loved once, and then we had real children.
Oh.
And now he just sleeps in the garage. Yeah.
Oh.
But anyway, sorry about that, Frankie.
Oh.
You know, oh well.
So with us talking about dogs, cats and everything else gamey, who do we have on tonight's show to discuss this more?
We brought a joyster who you will be very familiar with from Pets Allow. We've got Kirsten Veer, who's joining us later to maybe set Adrian a little bit straight leaving the cat in the garage.
Well, yeah. Well maybe she can help us figure out the best pet for him then going forward.
I think that's probably
maybe a hermit crab?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, I'm loving it.
Something
I
like
can't
that.
Wait.
It is that time of the year where we buy each other random pets and we don't know what to do with them.
No. And again, we're going to get Kirsten to set, again, some people straight, gay, queer, whatever, as to why a pet is not for Christmas. And there is a Facebook post of that very famous line from Absolutely Fabulous where Bubbles does admit to having a little puppy dog she's grown so fond of for Christmas, but it's so wrong.
How does it go? How does it go?
No, so wrong.
I
Bubbles.
I guess Gina, our lovely producer, has found songs to do with pets.
Of course
so you are listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9. It is Family Matters Thursday night, 8 o'clock, your favourite hour. To contact us with any of your random thoughts about your pets or whatever you really want to, just get it off your chest. 0427 Joy 949, or you can email us onair@joy.org.au. And social media land, Michelle.
Social media land. You can get us on Family Matters at joy.org.au, Twitter, Family Matters 94, and on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Family Matters on Joy. And you know what? If you want to speak to Dangerous Dave, you can call 1-300-JOY-949 and he will dart out the door and answer the phone for you.
Now, I'm glad you gave those details out because I need some advice, especially from all the parents
all right.
You included, Michelle. You're the most wise out of all of us.
I tell you, that's right.
So next year, the kids start school. I'm quite excited. I'm going to be a parent of children in a real school. And we've gone to all the information nights. And we've got all the pamphlets.
Are you prepared for headlights and everything like that?
Ooh.
He hasn't even thought about that.
No, I'll be honest. We were quite prepared for that in kindergarten. And so we always send Alice to school in a French braid, just keeping it up, you know, making sure that she doesn't get any issues and just making the other parents feel bad. But anyway.
So what's keeping you up at night? What's worrying you the most?
So here's the issue, right? So... turns out these days you've got to be really involved in your children's education. The strength of the community, the principal said, is how it determines how good an education your child will get.
Where the hell
can't
are
you just
find
pay?
That?
Right,
that's
really.
Right. Well, no, these are state schools, right? I can't just palm them off. So they said there's lots of things that you can get involved with. You can decide. So here are my options for what I can do to get involved with my children, and I just do not know which one might be the best idea or not. But anyway, so I can do... what's it called when you do manual labour in the...
Working bees. Love it.
Canteen's always good.
Shoveling, like, tan bark and stuff.
Shoveling tan bark.
I can work an Allen key if you need a lesbian to assemble anything, so feel free to give me a
I can do working bee, which I've never... I don't do a working bee at my own house, let alone somebody else's.
Yep. And if you can see Adrian's hands and fingers, they're very...
immaculate.
No. I would say that me coming in there, that would be my position if we all came in as volunteer parents, because I was actually doing landscape gardening for a while,
The dads feel so inadequate. I love it.
But just imagine the outfit.
I know. Cool. Just Mish walking in, just makeup and hair and everything, and just shoveling like five.
I just love it.
Dummy, you know,
I don't
anyway.
Think they've got hedges you can prune in a certain way.
So what are your options?
As Dave just mentioned, then there's canteen duty.
Okay.
I could do canteen duty.
Look, seriously, he would be the hairnet canteen lady, being very anal. Honey, you've already had two hot dogs. You can't have another one.
I'd be like, can't we have Sushi Wednesday next week? Can't we?
Kale Thursday, quinoa Friday.
You'll be telling the kids what they can and can't eat. Now,
how was your favourite today, sweetheart?
Yeah.
Can I just say, do not put your hand up for canteen. You know why?
Yeah.
You have to pay for everything.
No, I'm just doing canteen. Yeah. I'm not paying for their lunches.
Do you not remember when your parents were on canteen? Mine was, and I'd go there with all my friends and go, so you're paying for all these Redskins.
Right?
Yep.
What?
It's free for the kids to eat when the parents, and you're stuck paying the bill at the end of the day.
Interesting.
Get your little cat.
Right. Well, I'm glad you gave me that little hot tip.
I could see him with a tray of like sausage rolls and party pies that the kids are buying, and he'd just be like, no, we're not serving this in the bin. You know?
Little boys.
Parent teacher association admin board council thing.
Boring.
No. Yeah, that sounds like all work and no fun, hey?
Yeah, no.
I could be like a teacher's assistant, which kind of sounds like a grown up version of what I was when I was younger, which is a teacher's pet. Kind of sounds like I get to be the teacher's pet.
Yeah, but how the hell do you work and do that at the same time?
I don't think you do it every day, Dave. I think you just go in and do it.
He'll be in there giving, it's like he'll be giving his children an example of what to do. Now, this is what you need to do.
Would you like me to hold your bags, Mrs. Pritchard?
And you'll be correcting the teacher on their spelling and grammar when they're writing it on the board.
Yeah, excuse
That's not cursive.
I could do the, they're looking for someone to direct the school play.
Yay! I think you found your calling.
Winner, winner. What musical Kinky Boots will the kids be performing?
Auditions actually start on the 4th of February, and
oh my god,
we're gonna do a Grease Lightning number. I think we're gonna have Tom and Al. Oh, Dirty Dancing! Oh. The kids are already practicing their layups. They're already practicing their So I'm pretty excited. The concert's only done once every 2 years.
Oh.
2017's the year.
Oh, my God.
And,
how many hours of production and rehearsals are you planning? Because I don't think you'll go small, Adrian. You're not a band who goes small.
I was thinking about, you know, like we could clear out like the Greyhound on a Wednesday.
I think it's
Wednesday lunchtime and just get the professionals in to teach the kids how it's done.
I'll do social media for them.
Right. It'd be the team from Boylesque teaching these first graders how to actually
Stage presence, kids. This is what it's all about. Let us show you.
It's going to be bedazzled like it's never been.
Daphne, you call them stiletto. You call them high heels. Let me show you some high heels.
Anyway. I'll put my hand up for casting. I'll help out with that. Okay, I just want to be one of those people that sit on the bench.
Yeah.
You're in, you're out. You're out.
I do have aspirations to be Mr. G. I don't know if how much effort's going to be involved, but I wouldn't mind. Yeah,
is this like the gay version of like Little League Baseball team that we'd have like back home?
I'll come and do softball and baseball if you ever need.
It's so cliche, but it's true. It is. It's true. I just want to be on the sidelines.
Smoke machine.
Yelling and screaming at the kids.
This outfit is not a thousand thread count. You see this?
This Pacal
is from Kmart.
Yeah, it's way too
You're
low.
You're lacking sequins.
I sense a lot of tears.
You call that a tree outfit? Try again. Anyway, so I'm looking forward to that. Any advice on what you should do out of those, what you shouldn't do? Someone at work said to me today that doing the teacher's assistant's actually a very good one.
Yeah, doing the teacher's assistant is not a good idea. It might end a marriage.
No, it's a really good one because it's a really good one.
I think Jenny might be referring to
because
something.
You get to learn who the other kids are in class, and then you can then decide who to encourage your children to play or not play with.
Can we turn this into a reality TV show? I seriously want to follow Adrian around doing this.
I have a feeling there is already a spy cam on their little school bags that will be followed. On their little, do they still have chair bags?
What's a chair bag?
Remember a chair? No.
Gina, no one's that old.
Gina.
Oh, okay.
That's because you just had scoliosis as a kid.
That's good of you. Auditions are at the Greyhound on a Wednesday night starting soon. No. But speaking of Greyhound, we do have a guest coming up to talk more about Greyhounds, dogs, pets, turtles.
Wow. Teacher's pets ducks. Even, if I can.
Lions, tigers, bears? No.
Absolutely. We've got Kristen Veer coming on next to talk about pets as part of your family right after this on Joy 94.9.
The kids are all right. As for our presenters, Family Matters, Joy 94.9.
Thursday night, 8 o'clock. If you've got any advice for Adrian, he seems very confused and he's got a massive dilemma. How is he going to get involved with
these kids? How do I contribute? Someone said digital newsletter. I'd love to do that. I could do the security systems. I'd love to do that. I could do a playlist for each week, you know. Anyway, whatever.
So there's plenty of ideas. So if you've got any ideas for what Adrian can do, you can text in at 0427. Joy 949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. Adrian needs a lot of help here.
A big hello from Dora, who says, Gina, I love your laugh. And also Dan from Pop Chops, says hello.
Oh, we love Dan.
Hello, Dan.
Lisa Mitchell. Dogged by Lisa Mitchell. I love Lisa Mitchell.
Right, good. Dan's not too bad himself.
Okay.
I don't know Dan, but I'm just saying. Nothing wrong with Dan. A big welcome to Kristen, our guest for tonight. We might need to put your mic on.
Thank you for having me tonight. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes. Now, usually you're on...
Pets Allowed.
Yes.
Yes.
But pets are resting right now.
We are resting, taking a break over the summer because we're very busy back at the shelter with lots of animals to look after.
Oh, what is it like over Christmas working at a shelter?
Oh, my goodness. It is crazy busy in mostly a good way. Lots of families coming in to adopt a pet, which is fantastic over the summer holidays. And I guess it's a really busy time as well over summer. There are so many thunderstorms and fireworks. So quite a few dogs especially get a bit scared and escape from home and end up at the shelter as well.
So you would see over this period is when you see lots of animals go to homes. Then come about what month that the intake goes the other way?
Well, I mean, this is the perfect time to, I guess, share the message that a pet is for life, definitely not just for Christmas. If you're thinking about getting a pet, you really need to think about whether you are ready to make a really big and long commitment. I mean, we're talking 10 years, 15 years, maybe even 20 years, and there is so much to think about. And I don't mean to make it sound all doom and gloom. You just really need to do your planning and your research.
But so when do they come in? When's your intake months? Like winter? Or is that not really how it works? You don't like hit April.
You're talking about when the pets come back.
No, what I'm saying is when do you see a lot of pets start filling up your shelter as opposed to leaving your shelter?
Right now, at this time of year.
Filling up your shelter right now?
Yeah, at the moment, absolutely. Particularly with cats as well, because they come in and they're not adopted as quickly as dogs are. So lots of cats up for adoption. And I mean, it peaks throughout certain times of the year, but over sort of December, January is definitely the busiest time.
So for people who are considering a pet over Christmas, what should they be thinking about and how should they be preparing?
Well, the thing is, you really need to make sure, as I mentioned, that you are ready for the long-term commitment.
Just get a fish, honestly.
Well, hey, that's a commitment as well. You need to make sure you can feed it and clean the tank, whatever you keep them in.
Do you let her flush them down the toilet, or is that like illegal? I'm not sure. I don't mean that to sound ignorant, but
I wouldn't recommend it if they're still alive.
We're talking to a man.
Are you talking about dead fish or alive fish?
Yeah, does it matter?
Yeah, we're talking to a man who's had pets and had eaten them through his life. So
yeah.
So how do we find a pet for Adrian here? Mm-hmm. Hermit crab, maybe, or
possibly. I mean, it sounds like you have your hands full already with one cat.
I want a pet that has utility. I want a pet that does something. Like that adds, like I want one that can like wash the floor.
Or cow that can mow the grass.
See, but like a cow.
A goat.
Does that make sense?
Is it an animal? A pet you're after, or are you after someone to help out around the house?
It's a husband. You're right. Oh my God, I forgot. You're so right. Yes. Although, maybe with a dog collar. What do you find are the things that people don't realize when they get a dog? Like they got a dog and they're like, oh my God, I did that.
I got a dog and oh my gosh, it's so much work.
Yeah.
That's one thing. I mean, they, no matter how old the dog is or what breed, they all need care. They need exercise. They need especially attention as well. You need to make sure you have time to spend with your animal.
I don't know. I mean, my greyhound's a couch potato. So, I mean, she's happy to just kind of... But she takes over the bed and couch.
And many pets are, especially greyhounds as well. They're very well known for being couch potatoes. But as long as you have time for them to give them, but obviously you need to make sure... If they are a high-energy breed, you need to make sure you can give them that exercise and stimulation as well so they don't get bored, because when they get bored is when they become a little bit naughty. They might dig holes or chew up your belongings, and that can be a problem.
We did the just classic wrong thing a few years ago, about 3 years ago, or maybe it was actually maybe 5 years ago. My dad kind of retired, and so as kids, we all said to each other, Dad's retired. We should get him a dog, you know, thinking that would be really cool. So we got him like a cavalier puppy, I don't know, whatever.
King Charles?
Yeah, something like that. And and Dad didn't want it. Like, Dad was like, oh, what do, I don't want a dog. But he didn't kind of want to tell us that because we thought that he would love a dog. Well, not me, to be honest, my brother. But so we all thought he'd love it. So we gifted him this. We gifted him obligation, to be honest, and work and effort that he didn't buy into.
That's the thing. I mean, it sounds like your heart was in the right place, wanting to get him a companion. But
I said goat. To be honest, I said you could get a great goat. And
I guess regardless of a dog or a goat, I mean, the person who will be living with the animal and taking care of it does need to be prepared for that commitment as well. So it's probably not a great surprise to give someone.
Yeah, so we had to sell it.
And be aware, you were having conversations with yourself. You're alone in the house having conversations with this animal and it does not reply back. And it'll look at you. It'll turn its head and you actually will receive its answer back. And you will answer that, Ben. I've noticed as I'm sitting in my house alone with this animal, I'm having conversations.
Mm.
I'm just, yeah.
Are you sure your dog's not talking back? Or maybe...
I don't know.
I'm sure, Michelle, you're not the only one who does that. I know a few people who do that.
But 5:05 in the morning, she wakes up, barks at me, tells me I need to be fed. But for some damn reason, I can't get her to bark at me and say, I need to go to the toilet. Yeah. So, but food's priority. Obviously, it is my dog. So,
the food is much more important and much more exciting as well.
Yeah.
What animals do you have?
I have two dogs who were both adopted from an animal shelter. So, very big dogs, very loving.
And, what effort is involved in taking care of these
huge effort. I mean, you know, having to take them for daily walks because they're big dogs and they're full of energy. And I mean, it's not just a quick stroll around the block. They like a full on, at least a 30 to 60 minute, a kind of high intensity workout.
And are they allowed in your house?
Oh yes, absolutely. They own the house. Well, they act like they do. We pay the bills, but
right.
Yeah, but absolutely.
And so does that mean you've got a section of the house that's the dog section?
No, they can go wherever they want.
But where
want,
do they sleep?
They, want.
Where
they sleep wherever they want, sometimes on the couch, sometimes on my bed.
What is your thread count? Can we just discuss that quickly?
Adrian, stop the audition here. My dog, we leave the TV on during the day so the dog can, I'm not sure the theory behind it, but do you do any weird things like with your two dogs? Do you treat them like humans?
I mean, leaving the TV on is not such a weird thing. I know people who do that, and with radios as well, kind of leaving it on to muffle out any outside noises, and it gives them a bit of consistency. I mean, the TV would probably be on when you're home as well. They're used to hearing that. It's not just a silent house.
My German Shepherd, Dallas, is smashing through seasons of Fraser at the moment. he's just binge watching. Gina, our lovely producer, was talking about her little dog, Ripley, and Ripley loves Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, really? Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm not sure that's a lesbian Ellen. Thing.
Yeah. Oh, very interesting.
But what are some of the things that you do for your dogs?
Oh, what do I do? I bake them treats. I spoil them rotten, buy them presents all the time. And I will admit, Michelle, I do have conversations with them as well.
Good, I'm not feeling I'm the only one.
No, and I don't even feel stupid saying it. I talk to them all the time.
Yeah. I was watching this show on TV and it was talking about the evolution of, you know, of like wolves and dogs and humanity. Mm-hmm. And it like, you know, despite the fact that I do not actually like taking care of animals, I can see how it's ingrained in human evolution and nature and how, you know, wolves evolved to be humans' companions for very important reasons. And I can appreciate that. I can appreciate that they're kind of man's best friend. So
they definitely are.
I can't really deny that. So let's go to a quick song. I've got a few very important questions. For example, cats versus dogs. Right after this, if you've got any questions, please let us know. 0427 Joy 949, or drop us an email on air@joy.org.au. You're listening to Family Matters on Joy.
You're listening to Family Matters with any combination of Gina, Adrian, Michelle, David and Beck. Joy 94.9.
Well, welcome back. You are listening to Family Matters. My name is Michelle. Tonight we are talking with Kristen Veer from Pets Allowed, one of our shows at Joy that's currently rested. We thought we'd come in and talk about our furry children. And we're talking about different stories. And I was actually just telling about some of the treats and stuff these days, when you look at the different food and the shelves at the pet stores, I'm actually look at them and quite intrigued by, does that actually maybe taste good? Or maybe you open up a can of dog food and going, what would that taste like? Well, my ex-wife and her boyfriend, I mean, we were quite close as a family, you know, we get along well. And she had bought these treats for our dog. And it wasn't necessarily labeled as like dog stuff, but her boyfriend is a known thief of chocolates and treats around the house when no one's around.
No.
So he goes into the kitchen, opens up the bag, and eats half the bag of these treats.
Ooh, yum.
The kids walk in and look at him going, did you just eat half this bag? And he's like, no. And next thing you know, my ex comes in and goes, what have you done? Have you eaten this? This is the dog's treats. And the look in his face, he was mortified.
No.
Is he eating half the pack?
Were they delicious?
I don't want to know.
I was more worried about he was scraping his bum eating half the bag.
I want to say yes, he probably did, but I'm just that's their business.
Kristen, so. When you homemade your dog treats, what are they made out of? Like oats and treacle and all things nice?
A tiny bit of peanut butter as well. They like that flavor. Oh. And coming up to summer.
So they're human biscuits is what we're getting at.
I mean, yeah, they're made for dogs, but you're not going to, you know, it won't hurt you if you taste them.
So what's in it that you wouldn't usually eat if you were human?
Nothing really. not for biscuits anyway, but more so pouring a bit of, you know, stock or juice from their dinner into ice cube trays and letting them have that on hot days. I probably wouldn't eat that myself.
Oh.
Nice. Yeah, popsicles.
My brother does it. They call them Woofy Poles.
Woofy Poles.
Oh, that's cute.
But you had a story at one of the places there.
Yes. I used to work at a different animal shelter and someone there kindly brought in some homemade pupcakes. So cupcakes for dogs.
Pupcakes.
Yeah, because everyone there was an animal lover and most of them were dog owners. And she left a note on there saying, help yourselves. And
I turned
around and saw one of my colleagues munching away on them, and he didn't realize they were for dogs.
No.
He was having a dog of a day.
He was.
My housemate orders, like when we order like meals in or pizza in, my housemate orders a steak in for the dog, and we'll cut it up into little bits and pieces and put it into the dog. Was that overboard?
Look, if you're asking me, you know, human food for animals.
Producer Gina is shaking him going, no, that seems normal.
It's just a bit of a... I don't know. It's probably a bit of a waste of human food. I'm just saying.
And money.
Well, on the topic of human food and being the festive season that we're in, there's actually a list of things we shouldn't be feeding our little furry friends.
Definitely. There are lots of things that are fine for humans to eat but are actually quite toxic to pets. And the top of the list would definitely have to be chocolate at this time of year. That is highly toxic to pets.
Toxic?
It is, especially milk chocolate and dark chocolate, not so much white chocolate, but still wouldn't recommend giving any chocolate to your dogs.
But that's interesting because dogs and cats can have like milk. That's dairy.
Probably not recommended to give them milk either.
Really?
There are special kind of brands of milk that are specially formulated for pets.
Oh, that's interesting.
But it's probably not something you would give them every day. Oh,
there you go.
But some other things.
Adrian taking notes here.
I've learned something today. Write that down. Stop giving Frankie.
Other things as
Stop
well.
Giving the dog big ends.
Onion, garlic, things like that. Even macadamia nuts.
Because dogs are fructose intolerant. I know what you mean. It's just terrible. And they're gluten-free. Sorry.
The modern dog.
Oh, and the modern dog. These dogs these days, they'll just go paleo and that's all. Yeah. Oh, my God.
And probably watches Netflix as well instead of free-to-air television.
Did you say macadamias?
Yeah, macadamia nuts as well.
It's quite a specific nut.
Raisins, sultanas.
But nuts in general, I can't imagine you'd give.
Yeah, not recommended for dogs, no. Mm. No. And it might be tempting as well to give them some leftover scraps from the barbecue. That's also probably not a great idea. Onion and garlic are toxic to pets, but also the fatty foods as well, you know, like sausages and things that you put on the barbecue, their bodies don't kind of break it down as well as ours do. And it can cause pancreatitis, which is a very painful condition as well. So,
but like I think it, like a chop would be okay as long as you don't have the bone in it, right?
No, definitely not the bone. I mean, if you want to give them a tiny bit,
But that's just like an animal. How could you say to a chop? What animal is a chop? It's a pig, isn't it? So or a lamb or something. Isn't that like saying, well, dogs shouldn't eat lambs or something? That's a bit odd, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Like, help me understand. That feels a bit odd, right?
This is from a man who's taught his cat to use toilets.
Okay, yes.
What are you talking about?
Well, let me figure out this
Let's
story.
Finish
this about,
story and we'll come back
I'll
to
come
that.
Back to that, me that.
No, I do see what you're saying. It's just that with certain types of food, our bodies process it differently to what animals do. So with dogs, it's recommended that most of their diet is made up of dry dog food.
Uh-huh.
And you can supplement that as well with certain vegetables and certain raw meats and things like that as well.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep.
Tell me what's going on.
Well, Professor Gina is actually over saying the corn. Don't give it the corn husk. It can't break
down. Yeah, the corn cob as well. If they swallow that, they can't digest it. It can't come out of their body. So unfortunately, it will result in a costly surgery.
Well, I don't mean to be disgusting, but humans can't digest corn either. No. Right? I'm just saying. That's all I've heard.
It'd be a corn in their side.
Yes.
Adrian,
no, so look. Tell me what. Look, when Francesco Kitty Cat Meowington III came into our lives.
Yeah, common name.
We lived in an apartment that didn't have an outdoor area, and so we did what we just thought everyone did, which was we just trained him to use the toilet, as the toilet. I've sent our producer Gina a video of this as evidence, and he wasn't too bad. It took him a while to get used to it, but he did.
Two questions: was the cat a folder or a scruncher, and did it close the door, and did it put down the toilet?
No, it's.
Did you buy it a little bidet?
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Dave. No, he didn't. Interesting fact: he didn't wipe his own bum. But anyway, so what happens is there's these little rings, and you fill the rings with kitty litter, and you just reduce the rings, so he doesn't realize, and then all of a sudden he's like, oh my god, I'm like pooing in the toilet. But anyway, so he doesn't do that anymore because we moved into a different house and got out of that, but for a period there he was a very talented cat.
Go Francesco.
Seriously, it'd be like 2 o'clock in the morning. I could see it now. I'd be walking in the toilet, there's the cat with a newspaper. Can I help you? I'm sorry I bothered you. I just would shut the door and walk out.
Yeah, I know.
So speaking of families, Christmas time, what do you suggest? What dog should we be getting? What's a family friendly dog?
A family friendly dog's a cat. I'm saying.
That can absolutely be the truth. There's not really a one-size-fits-all kind of approach. It really depends on who's in the family. What age, if there are kids, what age are they? Are they toddlers or primary school
or
teenagers? Young kids, I mean, any pet can make a great pet, whether it's a dog, a cat, or even a rabbit or a guinea pig. There is the belief that rabbits and guinea pigs make great pets for kids, and that can be true as long as the parents are also committed as well, because we know kids can get bored quite quickly.
But I mean, and again, I don't mean this to sound rude, but you're allowed to eat your rabbit afterwards, right? Like, there's no law against getting a rabbit and then... Is that right?
I would have to check that. I'm not 100% sure.
I'm guessing you can, right?
I like how you're asking these questions to a very loving pet person.
No, but I'm just wondering if, you know, you could raise a...
Introducing, like, Hannibal Lecter to Lord Smith
people
here.
People eat rabbit. People eat rabbit. It's not a...
They do, I'm sure that there are laws about, you know, the humane slaughter of animals,
for example,
as well.
My sister does what I did when we got... We had chickens as well, so my sister's got chickens, and then when the chickens don't lay an egg a day and they're not proving their utility, we cook them.
So on that note, we're going to go check the menu, and we'll be back shortly after these messages.
It's Family Matters, Joy 94.9.
I thought that was normal. We're bigger than we ever dreamed, and I'm in love with being queen. I never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings. And I'm not proud of my address. In a torn uptown postcard alley, there is always like gold teeth, gray goose tripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be wrong. For us, we crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
that fantasy. My friends and I, we crack the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party. And everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We don't come for money. But every song's like gold teeth, grey goose, tripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal. For us, we crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me queenie. Maybe I'm a ruler. Let me live that fantasy.
There's more from the Family Matters team in just a moment on Joy 94.9.
Yes, you are listening to Family Matters. My name is Michelle, joined by the old crew here, producer Gina, Dangerous Dave, and Papa Adrian. Our guest, Kristen. Now, Kristen, I was telling you about a story about my daughter, 7-year-old,
yeah,
with Tina, my greyhound. And I was really quite surprised because Tina, being such a large dog, and they're so used to such small dogs, so confident. My daughter going up, grabbing her harness around her, on her neck and everything, lifting it, walking with her. And the next thing you know, the dog's walking like a show dog next to her.
Sounds like they've got a very special bond.
They do. And yeah, for me, it was really surprising because I've always been so on guard. You see so much of the news around parents not monitoring the animal around the child around the animal. And I always say, you know, a dog can always go dog. Like, they're not human. They don't have that.
They're not. At the end of the day, you always need to supervise your children around dogs, no matter, yes, you know, how great your dog is. And the thing is, children might not be able to recognize the signs that we can that tell us that the dog is unhappy or is feeling a bit stressed. Things like, you know, they might be constantly licking their lips or doing a lot of yawning, or you can see the whites in their eyes, ears going back, and they're just not sure of the situation. And sometimes kids just don't understand that that means they're a bit unsure.
And then, you know, you're looking at like a young child, maybe with a sausage in their hand, a big dog would just go and not mean to grab their hand, but would grab their whole hand.
Yeah. And by the same token, I mean, large dogs as well might be a little bit boisterous and excitable and accidentally knock a child over or things like that. So it's always good to, you know, show your kids how to interact with animals and, you know, what to look out for when the animal needs a bit of a break.
And that's something to remember during this festive time of year. You know, as adults, sometimes we can get a bit carried away, telling the stories, having a few to drink, and you lose track of the kids. You think they're playing sprinkler water, what do you call it, slip and slides, yeah, or the pool or whatever, but definitely, you know, obviously keep an eye on the,
yeah, always,
both the kid always, and the animal.
It's funny you say that. Actually, I hadn't thought of that, but actually my kids have had at school, they had training on how to notice all those signs around dogs.
That's fantastic.
When they were five, so kinder, they did that. They actually, completely forgotten about this.
I remember my kids did it too.
I think they got someone called like Ranger. Someone came in who was like, yep, the pet person, and brought in a dog or two or something, which was quite good because my kids have never been around a dog, you know, so they don't really know. And then talked about all those things you said, ears back and whites the eyes, yep, and explain to the kids.
Teaching them how to respect the animal and how to understand and read their body language. Very important.
Definitely.
Don't ride them like a horse.
Now, I do have a shameful secret, uh-oh, to admit. Oh. Very shameful. Oh. Please don't judge me on this.
Oh, intrigued.
Yes, I've always...
We're here for you.
I appreciate that. And it's... I've always been, you know, a cat or a dog person growing up.
Yeah.
But I actually had...
have a fear of bunnies.
It must be a tough time, Easter.
And so, yes, it's very tough.
Is this a joke?
No, I swear to God. So when I was younger, we actually had a rabbit in my family. That was really it would snap and it would actually have a go at us and hiss and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, you actually have a fear of rabbits?
Now I've gotten a bit better recently. Now my ex,
laugh.
No. So every time we'd go to those little pet things that they do, like the petting thing at like carnivals and stuff.
Yeah.
And my kids would pick up a bunny and they were like petting it, and I'm literally like.
Really?
Well, I'm doing it, right? And I'm stressing out. And they're like, Dad, here, hold the bunny. I'm like, no.
It's just like a bunny.
No.
Does the bunny have myxomatosis?
I don't care. I don't care. It bit me, and I don't want one to...
You are bigger than the rabbit, Michelle.
But I know. But my ex is gone now and bought... two bunnies in the house. She's thinking this is a way to keep me out of the house, right?
Like guard rabbits.
Yeah, exactly. So there's this funny thing in my house there with the house there. So I come and visit and they're like, look, Dad, we got bunnies. And I'm like, just it's fine. I'm getting warming up to them because I see them comfortable with my kids. But I didn't realize how toxic whatever the rabbit's urine is.
Oh, really?
It stripped the varnish off wooden floor.
Yeah, it's not pleasant.
No.
Really. Is that just like a rabbit thing, or is that like a number of animals, or is it particularly rabbits?
I mean, I think anyone who owns a rabbit will know that's definitely the case. But did you know rabbits can also be litter trained just like cats? I'm not sure if they could jump up onto the toilet like your cat. I don't think they're that talented.
Yes. Don't be ridiculous, Chris. Of course not.
Trust me, I'm trying to flush the damn thing.
But they can be trained to use a litter tray, which prevents those nasty messes on the floor.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go. And I do find it fascinating that you had a bit of a fear of the cute little rabbit. When I was young, my dad used to go, is this legal? Oh, dear. Am I allowed to tell this story?
Yeah, go on.
Let's go. When I was young, Dad used to go out shooting rabbits in farms out in country Victoria.
I think they hung out with my dad.
Gina, is that allowed? You're nodding your head. Is this allowed? Well, this is good?
No, I think he was with my dad.
Oh, it's a WOG thing. Okay, good. So my job, as I was about eight, was I had to run out into the fields and jump on the tussocks of grass because the rabbits would hide in the grass tussocks. And so I would jump and run.
I can see Adrian is like prancing along the farmland. Oh, I'll grab the rabbits.
You are bait. And your dad is shooting at them while
That's
you're
right.
bait.
So Dad had the gun, and then I would run and I would jump on the tussock, and then the rabbits would run, and then Dad would shoot them. I never really did find out how toxic their urine was, but they'll keep for months in the freezer. You do need to take the bullets out. It's very hard. Oh, my God. That is rude, Adrian. Yummo. That is just
nothing
rude.
Worse than getting a bullet stuck in your teeth. Michelle, have you got a bad history of pets? Any stories you want to tell us?
I think we just explained a rabbit one. That was a bit traumatic. You're not very sensitive, Dave. She just spilled her heart about it.
The closest I've come to that is I actually went and killed my own turkey for Thanksgiving one year. And that was like, this is before I transitioned, right? And so I'm here, I'm trying to go and like...
Is this in the US, right?
And I'm like...
Was this in the US? Was this Australia or America?
It's in Australia.
Well, so you can buy a turkey here and do that. That's pretty cool. I do not know.
Whereas I was devastated as a kid because I've grown up loving animals. And the name Georgina, which unfortunately is my proper name, means farmer girl. There you go. You heard it here.
That is pretty funny.
By the way, this is our lovely producer talking. My voice is not breaking or anything here.
Georgina is a gorgeous name.
Oh, I hate that name. Anyway, moving on. My parents bought me a little chicken when I was a kid because that was probably the best pet for my age.
Yes.
But it wasn't a chicken. It was actually a rooster.
That's a bit like you. They thought they got a chicken with you and ended up a rooster.
They got a lucky cock in the end.
That's me.
The problem was the older the little rooster got, the noisier it started to get. Now, I was really young and...
It's not laying any eggs. What's the point? Back to the utility thing, right?
Did it have a really weird cock-a-doodle-doo?
It did something. But I loved this. I would go out after school and chat to it and talk to it because I obviously didn't have friends talking to a rooster. But then they told me one day I got... Well, I'd go home to feed it baklava and those things and it wasn't home one day. And they told me it flew away.
Oh, right. So, hang on. I don't know much about animals.
Yeah, roosters don't fly. I learned this years later and then found out that not only don't they fly, but my godmother had turned it into a big pasta casserole.
Yeah, delicious.
Which thankfully was not fed to me, and even my mother felt so guilty that she couldn't eat it.
I tell you what.
I was devastated.
When I first moved to Australia, okay, I wasn't used to like the fruit trees and like animals and shit in your backyard. Right? I come from, like, I am in the Midwest and there's like a farms and cows and stuff, but there's at least a good 15 minutes away from me. So I am like suburbia, you know, typical stuff you'd see like on TV. And so I'm here and I wake up within like the first week and the neighbors had bought a chicken that they thought was a chicken, didn't realize it was a rooster. And I woke up this morning going, and I'm going, I looked at my wife and I go, what the hell was that? And she goes, oh, the neighbor thought they bought a chicken and somehow they ended up with a retarded rooster.
Yeah.
What's that?
We do these things in Australia. But anyway, I think if nothing, tonight's episode has demonstrated how we're all a bit weird, to be honest. We've all got our own little...
quirks.
Yeah, you know, quirks, foibles, and issues that we've probably had to spend our childhood working through.
And we realize each of our families are unique.
Oh,
and
I love that.
Each pet we've brought into our families is unique as well.
And I think, Kristen, you have been incredible putting up with this. you probably want to grab me across
put
the ear.
Put a warning on your notes that never give a rabbit to his family.
I know.
I'll put you on our list of potential adopters.
Do not adopt.
To question Julie. Quite hard.
Well, it's been wonderful having you on.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And thank you for listening. Is there a show before Christmas? Have a wonderful Christmas.
No, not yet, Adrian. Some ads first.
What?
In such a hurry.
Some lovely sponsorship announcements.
He's in a hurry to go home and buy a rabbit. We'll be back shortly.
Family Matters on Joy 94.9.
Family Matters at Joy. Your voice, your radio.
You're on Joy 94.9. When I was young, we went to Victoria Market and we got a duck. Her name was Daisy. She grew up in the garage. But Daisy the duck never laid any eggs. It was we had her for ages. I wrote books about her. She never laid any eggs. Mm. And so one day Mum said, there's no point in having this duck. And so we ate her. And then that year at Christmas, my uncle came around with his hunter dog, who he happened to bring around for Christmas lunch. And the hunter dog, whose name I can't remember, went off for a while and came back with... his nose full of like egg and eggshell and broke whatever. And we followed him and we went under the house and Daisy had laid 100 eggs under the house, which we had never found.
There you go.
Was our Christmas, the thing we found out. It was a Christmas miracle. And Christmas omelets. We felt pretty bad for poor old Daisy, to be honest. But it was a special Christmas message for all of us, which was something along the lines of, do more investigation before you kill the duck. And I think there's something in that for all of us, don't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Or the child threat in his house is, you don't receive coal if you're a bad child. Pull your weight around here or you will be eaten.
Something special. There's something special in that for all of us, I think. And I think Daisy taught us all a lesson.
So, Gina, what have you got Ripley for Christmas?
I've actually bought her a brand new bed. And it's like she knows because she started tearing up the old one. So it's a very expensive bed. Plus she's got some beautiful treats and all that sort of stuff that is all colour coordinated to the new kitchen that we've just redesigned.
Fantastic.
Fabulous.
And speaking of menus, what's on your menu for Christmas Day, Adrian?
Barbecue, bit of veg, maybe. Nothing exciting. I've got 22 people coming over for lunch on Christmas Day.
Make that 23. I'll be over.
Right.
Michelle, Christmas Day.
Christmas Day. I'm just catching up with a friend and then seeing my daughters in the evening that day. So just a simple day for me.
But and for you, Dave?
Just a traditional Christmas lunch. Nephews.
Yeah, well, it has been a fun night, and this is the last show for the year until we come back in the new year. So if you have missed any of our new shows...
We've got another show.
We do have another show.
Yeah, it's not New Year's yet.
Yeah, we've got one more.
Here's Hyenas coming to join us.
I'm out.
Yay. Well, until then, if you have missed any of our shows, you can get our podcast.
Roof.
They're giving us the puppy dog eyes. Thank you. Good night.
You've been listening to Joy 94.9's Family Matters podcast, your light-hearted look at parenthood and rainbow families, sponsored by Berry Street. Did you know that Berry Street seeks members of our LGBTI communities to become foster carers? Not only do they have a proud tradition of training and embracing LGBTIQ carers, they officially support marriage equality. Learn more now at berrystreet.org.au, a proud Joy sponsor for over 5 years.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.